Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 3rd. I'm David Brancaccio. The show's about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 208 points today, 1.75% to 12,043. The Greek people will not get to vote on their financial future after all, and a surprise 0.25% interest rate cut in Europe were among the reasons demand was up for stocks. S&P 500 up 23 points, 1.9%. NASDAQ up 57 points, 2.2%. The 10-year bond yield is up to 2.06%. Let's now consider a pair of words with Greek origins, drama and paradox. The drama was the Greek prime minister suddenly dropping plans for a public referendum on the financial future of the country that had put a European rescue package into jeopardy. The paradox is that the resulting political instability today could mean more stability ahead. Jacob Kierkegaard studies European economic reform at the Peterson Institute.
We won't have a referendum in the end, but we will have a new Greek government instead. And I think that Greek government will be a relatively short-term caretaker government, quite likely led by an academic or sort of respected Greek bipartisan political figure, perhaps the former ECB president Loukas Papademos.
This helps explain the bounce that we saw in stock markets. The idea that while the headlines coming out of Athens look like instability, it could be leading toward a government that has more of the authority to put into force the big agreement from last week that the EU cobbled together.
And it also provides significant short-term assurance that actually Greece will get the money, that the next IMF tranche will be paid out.
And then you have this fellow Mario Draghi, who's the new head of the European Central Bank. He lowered interest rates today, but he did something else. What did he say?
He basically canceled the handover from the ECB to the European Financial Stability Facility, the EFSF, and committed the European Central Bank to remain engaged directly in the preservation of financial stability in the euro area.
And I understand exactly the implications of this, which is a central bank, a European central bank, could print money and can print a whole lot of money if needed to put out the fire of some financial crisis.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, the European Central Bank is the only bazooka that Europe has.
A bazooka capable of being filled with enough money to keep the Greek nightmare from spreading even further. Jacob Kierkegaard, Peterson Institute, thank you. An outfit called the Project on Student Debt has crunched the latest numbers and found that college seniors graduating last year had, on average, $25,250 of student loan debt to pay back, 5% higher than the year before. The figure doesn't count student debt from graduates of for-profit colleges, where loans typically run even higher. Yes, time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. For the folks in the East still waiting for a utility crew to fix their wires after the freak snowstorm, or each and every one of us who has waited at home for a crew to show up, here's a number to raise your pulse, $37.7 billion. That's the estimated cost to Americans this year of waiting for in-home appointments. You know, the cable guy, contractors, TOA Technologies does mobile workforce management software, commissioned the cost of waiting survey. For people earning $50,000 a year, the waiting just an hour will cost $13. Worse yet, half of everyone was taking a sick or vacation day. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.